Rus Perek Beis begins just after Naomi and Rus have entered Beis Lechem, and now we are introduced to the key male figure in Megillas Rus, a man named Boaz, also known as the Shofet Ivtson. Ula Naomi Moda Liisha. And Naomi had a relative of her husband's. Now, Rashi explains in detail from the Gemara what this relationship was. So, the great and legendary Nachshon ben Aminadav of Shevet Yehuda had four sons, or perhaps four descendants, considering the time lapse between when Nachshon was the first one into the Yamsuf, and now, much later, a couple hundred years afterwards. So, the four sons of Nachshon, as they are brought down in the Gemara, are Naomi's father, Elimelech, who was Naomi's husband. So Naomi had been married to her uncle, Salmon, the third brother, and Ploni Almoni, or Tov, who we will meet in Perek Dalet, the fourth brother. So four brothers. Naomi was the son of her father, who was one of them. Boaz was the son of Salmon. So Naomi and Boaz were cousins, and there seems to have been a kinship between them as well. When the family tree doesn't fork that much, there are connections, familial connections, bonds of blood and of affection between them. But he is considered to be a relative of her husband Elimelech, as his nephew, also as a leader of Klal Yisrael and Beis Lechem, Ish Gibor Chayil, a mighty man, a man of wealth, some of them Farshim translate it, Mimishpachas Elimelech, from Elimelech's family, Ushemo Boaz. And his name was Boaz. So the Alshich explains that Naomi, although she had this relative related to her in two ways, to her and her husband, was ashamed to approach him for help. So because her family with Elimelech had fled when the famine began, and Boaz stayed and used all of his family's money to support the people, Naomi did not want to go to him for help now. She was very embarrassed by what her family had chosen to do, a.k.a. her husband Elimelech. Boaz, on the other hand, did not offer assistance either and distanced himself from Naomi because of the controversy over Rus being in the household. There was, as we will see and discuss, a major controversy about the idea of a Moabi woman being part of Klal Yisrael, of a Moabi converting, which she had. And so Boaz kept his distance at the beginning. But when given the opportunity, he's going to come through. Boaz's other uncle, Ploni Almoni, is going to do the opposite, as we will see. The Malbim says that Naomi wanted to be sustained directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so, using the Torah ideas of the gifts to the poor, leket shechecha peya, and so she would rather make a living independently, which is something we see the Chazal constantly stressing, the idea of not being dependent on another human being, but being dependent on the mercies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. She also had a future plan, the Malbim says, that he would be a redeemer, that he would be a goel, and so there was kind of a disconnect here in terms of her poverty. If she is dependent on him already, that might scotch the plan to make him a goel later on. And so, what's also interesting, it is pointed out in the Nachlas Yosef about Megillas Rus. He points out a very interesting fact that normally, when a Perek begins introducing a man, it gives his background. So we heard in the previous Perek that there was a man who lived in Beis Lechem Yehuda and left, Ashemo Esh Elimelech. So this Perek also could have started that there was a man in Beis Lechem and his name was Boaz. But instead it begins with Naomi's relationship to him. We see Boaz, unusually, through the lens of the woman's view, rather than seeing the woman through the lens of the man's view. So the focus is on Naomi, the focus is on Rus, and the focus shifts greatly to Rus right away in the next pasuk. Pasuk Beis, Vatoma Rus HaMoaviyah El Naomi. So Rus, the Moaviyah, and that is not an insult. It is rather a statement of her overcoming her background, because we know the Moavim are known for being very penny-pinching and for not wanting to help Jewish people at all. But Rus has a much more generous spirit. So Rus the Moaviyah said to Naomi, And of course, she was known by most of the locals as Rus HaMoaviyah, because that's how everybody saw her. She said, Elchana HaSadeh Va'alakata Bashibolim. Let me now go to the field and glean the ears of grain from behind the harvesters, meaning to take the place of the impoverished poor who grab the grain that is leket, that falls from the hands of the harvesters. That's why she says va'alaketa, from the word leket, in these sheaves. And achar asher entzochein be'enov. I will go after him in whose eyes I find favor. So if I find favor with one of the landowners and he doesn't mind me going to collect the leket, then I will go collect it. Vatomer lo lechi biti. And Naomi said to her, go, my daughter. So now clearly the mother-daughter relationship is forged in stone. These two are mother and daughter, despite the fact that some of the Chazal point out, the Medrash says that Rus was 40 years old, and some suggest that Naomi was actually still young and fertile enough to have more children. She may have only been in her 40s as well. Some even suggest she was in her 30s. That would make her younger than Rus, which is unlikely. But this pasuk shows many different tremendous qualities on the part of Rus. Even though she's a Moabi princess, such a task is beneath her dignity. But, says the Malbim and the Alshich, she shows tremendous humility, empathy. She offers to go rather than have Naomi come and ask her to do the work or have Naomi doing the work herself. As a former wealthy woman, this would be tremendously embarrassing to Naomi. And so Rus, the Malbim says, it calls her Rus HaMoabiyah for the additional reason that as a foreigner, she will preserve anonymity for Naomi. People say, oh, look at that poor woman who's not so Jewish looking. And they might not make the connection to Naomi. She also says she's going to go into the fields, which the Malbim points out shows a good degree of caution and safety, because rather the Malbim says than to climb up in a tree, Bekerem sheyesh sam sakana lalos ba'ilonos. If you're going to go get olives from a tree, you're going to go and you might fall out of the tree, and that could be dangerous. She also showed tremendous amity with other people that she is going to gather leket, but not the payah. Most poor people, the Malbim says, preferred payah because it's open and available and you don't have to wait behind somebody. You don't have to trail behind people while they're in the field. You could just go grab it. But there was crowding and competition and sometimes people shoving each other around. There's a Mishnah Masechtas Payah about somebody who throws his cloak over a bunch of payah to try to claim it for himself. She wants to stay out of anything that's going to lead to fights. And she will not take from somebody who begrudges giving her the matonos le'evyonim. So here, Rus is taking a tremendous step forward on behalf of Naomi, of her family, and we'll see that she's going to be rewarded greatly for this self-sacrifice that she shows.